Blog Talk Radio.
Oyate Waman. All right, cut. Hold it. Where were we? Pardon. Oyate wa mayan kapo, chanupa wankancha, yuhachehe wa kielo haye nei. Oyate zanipita cha, le chamuelo haye. Oyate wa mayan kapo, chanupa wankancha, yuhachehe wa kielo hae. Oyate zanipitacha, lechamuelo hae.
Give me your man.
And there you have it, the extended virgin version of Mama Said. Now listen, y'all, I've done agreed to all the terms of the uploads and the downloads. I've signed all the agreements and contracts that a guy possibly can to get this through to you. There's a lot of little detail to putting these files in order, and you got to help me with the rest. That's right, you have to help me with the rest. Hey, it's Bud Strider on the line. How you doing? How you doing? Rolling it to you just in time. And again, another Whispering Tongue teaser off of the Pleaser release album, 1995-96. We managed to self-produce that, what was that, that endeavor, the 11 tracks at 420 Southwest Washington. And as I look back on it, I'm like, yeah, that was 420 Southwest Washington. What a coinkydink. So, here we are again, round two. And, you know, every day into this trip is truly like a thousand years, and it was a very busy one at that. And getting around to this evening's show and those tags that come along with the five pillars, we've got the Empowered Voter View, some Cannabis Common Sensey rolling it to you, Health Briefs, Care Providing, the association, what it is and what it's not, and body, mind, and soul, you know, the nitty-gritty. And, of course, we're going to strip the visionary headpiece that that dreams alive your special events and gatherings, which is our lead into tonight's meditation. We've got the Portland Spirit and Sustainability Conference coming on tomorrow. It's going to be at the PGE Building, 3700 Southeast 17th in Portlandistan. These are the types of gatherings that we are maturing into. You know, it's one thing to have a good time. It's another thing to have a good time and actually do something after the fact. There's nothing like having a stellar moment or an epitome of pleasure, and then having to come back to Monday or come back to the grind, which is absolutely draining our resources and quite frankly is on its way out. Okay, so the Portland Spirit and Sustainability Conference, which will be held tomorrow, Gregorian Saturday, we'll be at the PGE Building there, 3700 Southeast Portland, Southeast 17th in Portland. This was created by Mr. Ezra Eichmeier. Thank you, Mr. Eichmeier, for braving up to the call. Corporations are destroying everything we hold sacred. This is the description of the event as it moves into other familiar tags, global warming, deforestation, oil spills, mass extinction, dying oceans, the obvious, which is biospheric terrorism, and how we get the hell out of it. So why do we give them our time and money? And how do we sustain ourselves without them, the Christian corpse, the corporate the corporate doctrine, where time is money, the doctrine of discovery. Ain't it funny? No, it's not. Check it out, 1582, Papal Bull. Whole lot of bullsh. Shh, shh, don't talk about it. Hey, it says the time is now. Let's change the weather together. We've got a plan, and jump on the bus, Gus. Please attend the whole day. If you can make it, stay for a while, and And as we move into a little more detail on that, we'll take a unique note that tomorrow is to be a very busy day. Well, in order to get a perspective on tomorrow, let's get a perspective on today. We're in the electric moon of service, for those who know. Kin 183 is the beginning of a new wave spell. And in the show description, it says unifying the dream, generating abundance. So this is the blue magnetic night, and it is an affirmation that we are beginning a cycle to transform ourselves and our resources into utility, which will provide us what we need. And we've got 13 keen to do that before wrapping up the electric moon of service, which leads into the self-existing moon of form. Everything about the 13 moons of motion is aesthetic and in more ways than one, just a good way to inform yourself and to beautify your mind's eye as you are journeying through time and exploring space. That's right, exploring space. So we'll hold off on all the other dynamics of time and consciousness, such as the cube journey and other elements of the 7777 Telectonon dream spell, Dungeons and Dragons role-playing adventure game of Time Ship Earth 2012, and we'll save that for the Alpha release tour, which is part of your Neverland script until further notice. Okay, ramble and roll, Bud Strider. Looking at my notes here, the Progressive Party, which is flying its banner under the red, white, and blue buffalo, three-star buffalo, has sent us an invitation to join the PSU Farmers Market, which is being held every Saturday. And they're stirring it up in more ways than one. And apparently there is a rally. It says Money for Jobs and Education, Not Wars and Occupation. It's an anti-war rally, March and Teach-In, which is probably a spinoff of last Saturday's socialist labor union speak-out, which occurred at the park there on Stark Street, 12th and Stark, across from the Black and Red Cafe. The Black and Red Cafe has been a hot spot for activists and for freedom fighters who are really doing something. And it says here that there's going to be a rally and speakers and the whole nine yards. So, big day tomorrow with the Portland Sustainability Conference and Brainstorm, and then the march and, of course, the Progressive Party Saturday Market BN. So on that note, I want to head over here, bear with me, to my homepage, and I'm going to pull up some details because I'd like you all to know how we do it on the West Coast, in the Westgate. I know that there are a number of folks tuning in from various parts of this great country, this once great country of ours. It's still a great country of ours. And, you know, the moon is only obscured by what appears to be clouds. And we are moving into the winter cycle of things. So, you know, keeping our lights on and really doing something good and internalizing our awareness. We're responding to the last few big blowouts prior to redirecting the will and the attention of those activists and progressives and worker bees out there who, you know, are out making a way. So I want to give a heads up to our MC for the sustainability conference, because the conference sets the tone with group prayer and an intention to hold space. And there's a nice overview of human history here and the perspective on our global environment and modern culture and the trap of environmental destruction, the effect of consumer culture, spiritual relations, moving into ecology and life systems, food, transportation, consumer products, energy, travel, so on and so forth, living, how to live well, breaking into a potluck, and then moving into the big picture, global view and community gardens, presentation by Portland community, no doubt, to spin off of the city repair, and then a breakout into earth families and social grouping, looking at personal and interpersonal lifestyles, short-term and long-term plans for personal fix-its, increasing sustainability, sacred connections, looking prayer into change, and so on. Then moving into the third watch of the event, we've got a ritual prayer circle to set spiritual intention into new goals, develop spiritual relationships with our vision of our lives, manifesting vision, wrapping it up with the closing prayer. And this is how we do it in Portland. Portlandistan, Little Beirut, they call it, because we actually do something. And are we doing it? We're going to shift right into the empowered view, again, back to Measure 74, which is the door. Today we heard from Spearhead B. Kyle that the Green Free folks and AJ, Agent Pan 74, along with his keen, are synchronizing volunteers to the obvious, which is rocking the vote, calling folks, encouraging people to vote yes on Measure 74, updating voter registrations before October 12th, encouraging people to call from out of state using FireDogLake.com, a cutting-edge utility for campaigning, for producing consensus reality. And what this is an online utility for any of you folks out of state who want to call registered Oregon voters or even cold call Oregon residents and encourage them to dream a garden culture reality, a patient advocate network, a holistic alternative to care, and to dream vision, to dream abundance, to talk about your wellness centers, to talk about some of those unprecedented acts that Oregon has been spearheading. For instance, being the first state in the union to offer cardholders privileges to the OMMP program if you're out of state. That's right. If you're out of state, you can come into Oregon. If you qualify under the program, you can receive your Green Free Pass Go card, your passport, and you can enjoy cardholder services and privileges and the speakeasies and the backstage moments and the inner circle ring of things. And you'll find yourself in good company, and you'll find yourself attending potlucks and other be-ins to affirm the obvious, which is first and foremost that we here in Oregon are sovereign citizens, that we have made a choice, that this will be a way of life that will be predominant in setting the tone for a whole new economy, a home-based economy. And I hope you feds out there are giving ear to the sovereign state voice of the people and remembering that first and foremost, we do have a foundation in this country for freedom, that our founding fathers today are rolling over in their graves for the injustice that's been commonplace when we talk about the representation of our federal government, the Federal Reserve, the corporate Christian nation that we call the United States of America. We are true patriots, and you will recognize our rights to be so. And you will join us because they're working you just like they're working us. And when the money runs out, it ain't funny. And there's a whole new currency coming in. And the bottom line is that we either all get it together or nobody gets it at all. So please stop prosecuting us. Let's end this war on drugs. Let's raise the bar. Let's do it with intelligence. Let's move into a new paradigm. A new paradigm. And let's find out and discover what that means. Okay? Thank you. Now, Empowered Voters, November 2nd, will be voting to raise the bar on the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program moving into its 13th year. When I say raise the bar, I'm saying that the measure has been obscured in many ways and is now being represented by those who are far from healthy themselves, representing a holistic care industry that is offering alternatives to patients in chronic conditions who are managing pain through the sacramental use of cannabis sativa. Granted, not all of it is sacramental, and much of our cannabis consciousness has yet to flower and mature into an appropriate application thereof. So therefore, we are raising the bar, and we're going to start by asking those patients out there to adhere to OMA's intent, the original intent of the measure, and bring credibility and integrity to your relationship with your provider, in this case your grower, and with your caregiver. For those of you dropping into the OMMP program, this act was written in brilliance because it requires a relationship. And cannabis is a fellowship offering or it's a lubricant or a catalyst to fellowship. And we have always exchanged cannabis as a gesture of goodwill. And in this case, I believe it was Jim Kwar and John Sajo, perhaps Anthony Johnson, and many of other heads, many of other folks who provided input to this measure, which requires a three-party, well, not necessarily requires, but it allows for a three-party relationship between the patient who's in the chronic condition qualifying for the card, a caregiver who has the responsibility of providing genuine care and personal services or mentorship to that patient, and then a provider or a plant doctor or a grower, and of course that would be the person responsible for the garden and for the cultivation of a medical grade cannabis dare I say product, shall I say herbal alternative remedy, which hopefully your plant doctor or the person responsible for that garden is astute with the various strains of cannabis, indica, sativa, and the appropriate ingestion of those strains based on your condition and based on other biodynamic elements. That's where the expertise of your caregiver comes in, because if your caregiver is truly healthy, if your caregiver has done his or her homework, then they will be astutely informed about your condition, and they will be able to model for you or suggest to you or invite you to make subtle changes which are in your best interest based on experience, research, and knowledge that they have attained in practicing the art of wellness themselves. Now, patients, if your caregivers and your providers are not truly healthy, if they are not true providers, then fire them immediately. It looks as though we've got 90 seconds left in the program. I'm just getting started, y'all. We're going to wrap it up, and again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Pardon the blunder, but we're going to move through that, and we're going to get on to the other facets of that. If you or someone you know would like to volunteer for the campaign for Measure 75, then please contact the Kinship Compassion Center at 503-505-6952, and know that we are broadcasting live every day up until the vote, November 2nd, and you can find us here on blogtalkradio.com/progressive party. Again, I'm Bud Strider. It's been a pleasure.